Hello, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Good, sir. You had talked with one of my associates about a property that you own in Buena Vista.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to give you a call to see, you know, if you're still, you know, interested in selling it. You know, we're pretty familiar with the area, and you know, we would definitely be interested in it, and if you're still selling.
What city are you based at?
Richmond, technically.
Okay. Do you live in Virginia right now, though, or?
Yes, sir.
Oh, nice. Good. I'm living out in Utah right now. Yeah, I love Buena Vista. Just looking at selling this house to get some extra funds. We're just trying to upgrade our personal family's house. So this is a rental property in Buena Vista. There's some folks renting it right now.
What are they renting it for?
Yeah, $1,290 a month. And it's a four-bedroom, two-bathroom house. What's the square footage? It's got to be somewhere around 1,600 square feet. I'm just driving right now from one work site to another. But I would sell the house for $172,000. And it's real close to Southern Virginia University campus, also close to Lexington, the bigger city there. So,
hey, if you get $170,000 for this house, I'd take it too.
What's that?
I said, if you get $170,000 for this house, I would take it too.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good price. Yeah, I mean, you know, I know the area pretty well. I mean, if it's in beautiful condition, you know, might be able to justify that, but I think, you know, let me ask you this. I mean, do you still owe a mortgage on it?
No.
Okay. Well, would you be interested in, you know, you want 170? I mean, what's more important, price, you know, the amount of money you get now, or, you know, just price in general?
I'd have to maybe run some numbers to see if maybe we do like color financing and you put down a certain amount and then do something like that.
Yeah, like a rent-to-own type of thing?
I've never really worked with rent-to-own. I'm more familiar with seller financing. What do you mean by rent-to-own?
It's the same thing. Since I wasn't sure if you've dealt with it or not, it's just an easier way to say seller financing. You know, some people don't speak the language, and I just want to make sure, you know, that we're on track and talking about the same stuff.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah, if you were to make a down payment then, and we were to do something like that, do you have any idea of what terms might be or what I'm thinking that that a minimum for me would be around 60,000. If you could pay something like that, then I could consider doing payments from there on. You know, is that something that might work? Or if so, then what do you think it would we do? 15-year, 30-year, or different, or percentage interest?
I'll be honest with you. You know, I would only, you know, ask really for 5 years, but 60,000 would be, and the reason, you know, I'm asking for 5 years and then, you know, a lower down payment is, you know, I don't hold your money up. you know, also if I was going to put $60,000 on a property, you know, I would just get a regular loan on it because it, you know, I could get a loan cheaper than that. But if you,
I think we could beat a loan with origination fees and with closing costs and all that.
Well, I mean, I could, if, and let's just say I bought it at $170,000, this house wouldn't cost $60,000 to put down. You know, I could, you know, I could buy it pretty much with zero down, you know, if I went into the, you know, bank route. So, I mean, what I'm saying,
okay,
I'm looking to make a win-win deal, you know, one for you, one, you know, I believe in, you know, there's going to be a winner in every deal. So what
sure.
I'm looking to do is I want to give you your price and, you know, but if, you know, I do that, you know, because we buy 20 houses a month, not that you care, but, you know, I just want you to understand kind of the level of professionalism that, you know, you're kind of speaking with. So for me, for it to make sense for me to buy a house at retail value that could probably use some work, you know, it has, you know, I have to have some flexibility on.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I pay the 170, you know, I wouldn't be even anywhere close to $60,000. You know, this is.
Okay. What payment do you think would work for you?
I mean, realistically, if, you know, if I buy a house, you know, in your price range, you know, I buy it for like $5,000 to $10,000 down, and I cash out at 5 years or less, typically.
So what would the interest rate be? You'd be paying monthly, and then basically a balloon payment in the 5 years. Is that kind
yep.
of how it goes? You pay everything out
yep.
5 years later. Or?
Yep. It's exactly monthly payments and then a balloon payment at the end.
Okay. So if you just did $5,000 down, what would your percentage be interest per month?
Let's just say, you know, $5,000 down, you know, $800 a month, and, you know, we'll cash you out at 5 years or sooner.
Do you have an idea what the interest rate per month would be that you'd be paying me?
What's that?
Do you have any idea what the interest rate per month would be that you'd be paying? I'm just driving. I can't use a calculator right now. But, yeah, I know you said $800 a month, but what would the what do you see the interest rate being per month that you'd be paying?
I mean, you know, you know, I really hadn't thought about, you know, this that far. You know, I wasn't even sure if we'd be even having a conversation. So,
okay.
I mean, if you would be able to maybe work with something like that, then maybe we can cross the T's and dot the I's. But, I mean, you know, I want to, you know, I'd like to know kind of if you would even consider something like that before we really put some serious thought into it, you know. I mean, obviously I've thought about it and I am serious about it, but you know, if I'm gonna fine line it, then, you know, I need to know that you're really on board.
Yeah, sure. I'm just at this stoplight here now, so 172,000 at 20% would be 34. Yeah, so I don't think it would make sense to do anything less than 30.
30.
But what I'm looking to do, then yeah, 60 is where I'd want to be at. But if we had a monthly payment interest rate that made sense, then sure, I'd consider 30,000 down.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you can. Find someone that, you know, is going to give you that, then I, you know, do it. But, yeah, that's just it's not really feasible for, you know, for what I'm looking to do.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I think that part of the Utah market and all of the investors and folks I've talked with here affect me, where people are paying $670,000 for a rental property that only brings in $1,500, $2,000 a month. So to get something for $170,000 that brings in almost $1,300, then that's maybe where my mind's at. But yeah, maybe there's something more I need to learn or figure out. So
sure.
I'm, yeah, open to learning and such. But yeah, that's kind of where my thoughts are at right now. Yeah, I'm just trying to get I went to school out there years ago, and just looking to, like I said, get a bigger house for my wife and our kids and myself, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we're definitely interested. You know that. And, I mean, you know, if you can maybe be able to think of 5 to 10 and, you know, be able to, you know, accept that, then I think we could probably make something work here. But if not, then, you know, I totally get it.
Okay. If you were to pay the price up front, then, and we don't do seller financing, what? I know you haven't walked through the house and such, but do you have any ideas what price range you would feel comfortable at right now, having not seen the house? Maybe I could tell you a little bit more.
I mean,
about what we've done with it. But.
You don't want a cash offer. Well, I'll just leave it at that. I know. You know,
What's that?
I said, you don't want my cash offer.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. I was thinking,
yeah,
typical loan or something, but yeah, okay. Would you be getting a loan to do something if it was, you know, 160 or something, or no, you would?
No.
Okay.
No. Gotcha. So, yeah, we're not. We're really not close, but, you know, that's all right. I mean, we can't buy every house for every person we talk to.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. So I lived out there for years and know a ton of people and such. What or there's other, I mean, if I had cash, I know other places that I feel like I would buy. So what, is there a way we could work together somehow? That I'm thinking, if this house doesn't work out, how did you get where you're at, and how, if I send you properties that do have that, hey, here's, you know, off of retail price, here's a 30% drop cash, somebody's willing to part with something. Yeah, is there a way we could work together if I feed you stuff like that, or?
Yeah, man. I offer referral fees, or, you know, I'm all about, you know, a win-win solution. So, you know, there's got to be winners in every deal, and, you know, there's plenty of deals out here for everybody. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm just looking to do good business, and, you know, if someone that's, you know, has a few leads and wants to work together, maybe learn a few things, I mean, we definitely, you know, we'd be interested in, you know, doing something like that as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's the name of your company?
CVA Homes, LLC.
CVA Homes, LLC. Okay. Yep. I started a small company out here in Utah called Utah Real Estate and Construction, and I'm a realtor and general contractor, and mostly what I've done is aerial park and zip line construction. But then I've done custom homes, worked with a custom home company out here, but I grew up working for a company that builds aerial parks and zip lines and such. And so CBA homes. And do you all buy homes outside of Virginia too, or do you stick just in Virginia?
Just depends on where it's at, but we typically buy them, you know, wherever we can that makes sense.
Cool.
So, you know, numbers don't lie.
Yeah, good. Okay, and I'm Greg Allen. What was your name? Sorry.
Zach Weatherspoon.
Zach Weatherspoon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking the time to call me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, brother. We'll reach back out to you and see if we can make something work in the future.
Okay. Sounds good.
Have a good one.
Have a good day. Yes, you too.